Right now, the biggest issue I've seen is homelessness.
That's Carl Erickson, a 33-year-old resident of Superior.
Everywhere I look, there's people staying on the streets and stealing just to get enough food to eat, and it's just not right.
Northwest Wisconsin Community Services Agency in Superior serves people who are homeless or living in poverty across northern Wisconsin. The agency's CEO, Millie Roundsville, says they found around 100 people and families who were either homeless, living in temporary housing, or staying at emergency shelter on a single day this past summer. That's according to the region's most recent homeless point-in-time count. Roundsville says they serve around 800 people each year through homeless programs.
We also issue hotel vouchers. In our more rural areas, we only have one physical shelter, which is a domestic violence program in Ashland. So that's how we're meeting our needs in our rural communities, is predominantly with hotel vouchers.
Harbor House Crisis Shelter is a faith-based organization in Superior that offers emergency shelter to women and families in Douglas County. Executive Director Reverend Barbara Serta Warner says people come to them for a variety of reasons.
They are living in a place that is unfit for human habitation, or they have faced eviction, or they have been couch hopping and they're no longer allowed to couch hop.
Serta Warner and Roundsville say they don't always have space for everyone who needs help. Roundsville sees many seniors, men, women, and families who are struggling to make ends meet.
Where our minimum wage is so low that, you know, even working two jobs sometimes, you can't afford your rent and utilities, let alone, you know, try to have transportation options available.
Serta Warner says people may also come to them because they lack the education or skills necessary to find well-paying jobs. She says they may also struggle to find child care or pay for health care.
The norm for Harbor House is the person who is in poverty, and it's been generational poverty, and they just can't get out of it. It has been their grandmother, their grandparents, their parents, and then their children. They don't know any other way but poverty.
Serta Warner says they work with families to teach them skills to help them succeed.
We're teaching them stress management techniques, or we're teaching them how to budget and manage their funds, or we are talking to them about some parenting skills that they would like to develop with their kids, or we are helping them just learn how to manage their time.
But Roundsville says people can face many barriers, including drug and alcohol addiction.
That has happened from time to time, where individuals weren't able to maintain sobriety, lost the housing that was afforded for them, and then hopefully went through treatment, maintaining sobriety, and start over.
But treatment options are also limited in Superior and northern Wisconsin. Both Roundsville and Serta Warner say more jobs that pay people a living wage would be one step towards reducing homelessness in the region. But Serta Warner says it would take more than that to keep people off the streets.
Until we can find ways to deal with some of the trauma that they've experienced, until we are able to make some transitions in our culture to support single moms in a better manner, we are going to find that the issues of poverty are always going to come out and rage their ugly heads. Because if we don't deal with all of those things, then we're just going to continue to have homelessness.
Roundsville agrees it's a never-ending battle. She says it seems like as soon as one person finds housing, another one comes in the door looking for a place to stay. Olivia Shelleby, Wisconsin Public Radio.